But okay, I can do a little Lars review now, I guess, because you were talking about P.T. Anderson and things that were like, you know, we're like, if it's stuff that's like unintentionally has some humor in, or intentionally does, but so it,
but it's a drama. It's a drama with intentional humor in it that really kind of alleviates a lot.
Yeah, alleviates. Yeah. And it sounds like in Happenings, maybe there, that was probably what happened, but then it just, it sounds like what it maybe happened is the story got out of his hands.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to do tonal shifts.
He couldn't come.
He can't
couldn't
do tonal shifts.
And so it probably turned into just, he just went with it. And so like, right. You know, he's like, I don't know how to end this. I don't know how to create a twist. So it's just going to become absurdism. It's just going to become, I mean, because otherwise it'd be such a huge downer, right? It would essentially be like this giant, like, you know, preaching about the environmentalism bullshit. Like, you know, look at this society. Now the nature comes against us and kills us all. So, like, with the Lars movie, I was thinking that it would be more like a Kaufman kind of, Anderson kind of humor, you know, like sort of maybe dark a little bit and kind of whatever. And instead, it really didn't have very much of that at all. It was, it was just sort of like a character that was just a weird character. It was kind of a shut-in type. That had this one problem, I guess, about like not being able to. There was this thing that was kind of interesting about where the way it works out is that like the doctor, who's also a psychologist because it's just a small town or whatever, she comes up with this thing like where the doll needs certain treatments, you know, because the whole thing is that he thinks the doll is a person. He talks to her, and then, you know, she says, "Look, it's a delusion that he's having, and for now, just play into it or whatever." And the whole thing is like, so he takes her to get the treatments, and then the doctor's like, okay, well, it's going to take 20 minutes. I'm going to go to my office. Do you want to keep me company? And then that's how she sort of does, like, therapy sessions with him. And it's like this whole, he has this whole thing that I think is kind of funny about not being able to touch people. Like, he says that it feels the same. She's like, it hurts physically? He's like, yeah. She's like someone stabbing you or something? He's like, no, more like burning. It's like if you're, if you walk outside in the cold and your feet get cold and you walk inside and they get warm and they thaw, it's like that. And I'm like, that kind of is how, like, touching people feels, like, you know, not that painfully.
You're such an asshole.
No, but like, that's sort of how, that's sort of like, that's what sensation, that's what the sort of sensation sort of is. It's the same thing, you know, it's just like a, and so she does these, like, things trying to, like, he can't, so he's, like, real like that, and then, well, let's see what else. I don't know, it's kind of tough to describe. I already said the whole thing about, like, him killing his mother when he was born. You know, the whole mother died in childbirth thing, and feeling abandoned, and because of that he was raised by his dad, who was really sad, and his brother kind of left early, and then his brother feels like he needs to take care of him. And the whole town kind of just ends up buying into this, and they end up, like, incorporating it into their world to the point that just seems really unbelievable to me. I mean, it's like supposed to be. There's nothing, I didn't, and you know me, I'm real good at, like, doing the whole looking for the cynical subtext, looking for the left wing, whatever, and I mean, all it really is it's just, it's like, it's very idealized. It's like this small town where he goes to church, and most of them go, they all go to church too, and, you know, eventually, like, you know, the reverend at the church kind of, like, hears about it because his brother and his sister-in-law, who he kind of lives with, and who she's kind of trying to take care of him. Like, tell everybody about this sort of thing and how the doctor said this about it and whatnot. And if everyone just sort of kind of starts going with it, and, like, you know, he takes her to a party and everyone kind of just goes with it, even though they're a little weirded out. And like, that part seemed really unbelievable to me because, like, in a small town or even in, like, a town, like, people are set in their ways and they're going to do their own, and they're like, you know, they're not going to abide to this guy's nutso-ness, you know, his insanity, his delusion. And it's almost like it's not healthy to let someone
it's definitely not
go
healthy.
Through a delusion. But I mean, in the end, it sort of plays.
I think
that's
interesting
course.
Because I honestly feel like I, you know, working where I do, or in like a retail store where there's the same people come in every day,
and it's a small area.
And we really, like, there's a lot of people with, like, mental disabilities and stuff. And we all play along with them, with anything they do. Like, people, they're overtly nice to people, and you're overtly nice back to them. And the normal people, you're not nice to.
Is it sort of patronizing?
It is, but it's like being nice to a kid or something like that. So I feel like maybe that's exploiting the fact, or not exploiting, but, like, detailing the fact that I think people really do treat people with some sort of problem or disability different, you know. positive way more than people think that it happens in a negative way. And even if it overrides what their small town values are, or whatever. Like,
no,
like,
I guess.
You want to be nice, and it's nice to a fault where it doesn't help the person at all or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Know? It's like baby talk. You know, it's like right, you're not exactly. going to teach a kid how yeah. to speak maybe that's proper the point, language.
But I haven't seen it, but I'm
no, no. I mean, it works fine yeah. as a movie. It's like once you kind of buy into the bullshit of like why, you know, they go along with it. I mean, it essentially becomes sort of like. He you know, doctor says he doesn't seem schizophrenic. He doesn't seem like, you know, like he's in a mental illness where, you know, this is going to get pathological, I guess.
Right.
So let's just see where this goes. Like, kind of like, let's just let it play out. So, you know, let the delusion play out. So everyone, so, you know, the brother-in-law and the sister tell, you know, the reverend. And then, you know, I guess it gets out at work and where he works and stuff. And everyone just kind of accepts it. The thing is that they start sort of incorporating the doll character into their own world.
Right.
And like at one point, like he comes home from work and he's like, "We're gonna play Scrabble today." And like, "Oh no, she has to go do this other thing tonight." Mm-hmm. It's like, "Didn't you look at the schedule?" You know. And it becomes like this was his girlfriend. This was his perfect woman that doesn't talk, that does whatever he wants. Right. You know, because it's in his mind and he just wheels her around. And he ends up like, having an argument with her, and like they end up like having like the relationship get degraded, and he and in the process of that, like he's not able, he has to deal with the fact that she's got other people in her life,
mm-hmm.
and so it's almost like you start to see how like everyone in the town buying into the delusion makes him have to deal with the doll as if it's an actual person,
right?
Because like, you know, no, she got elected to the school board, which is a throwaway thing, but it also seems really ridiculous,
yeah.
And so, you know, he's got to drive her to the school board thing, but then he can go bowling with this girl that's constantly, like, flirting with him because, like, they've got to have that, which is another ridiculous thing because, like, the nerdly shut-in guy doesn't usually have, like, a chick that's always going to, you know, keep going back to him. It just doesn't happen. I would know.
You haven't met enough people. Though.
Yeah, it's true.
If you're a staple in your community and everyone knows you,
well, he's not a staple in his community.
Everyone knows him.
No, it's a small enough thing. I think it's like some of the people know him at church, and he has his job where, you know, he works in a cubicle, and he has a guy that's a cubicle mate, like, and then there's a couple other cubicles, and that's sort of about it. And I think there's some degree at which, you know, like him and his brother grew up there, and you know all that crap.
Right.
So it's just small town mentality stuff, but it didn't have as much humor as would have been good, and I mean it kind of ends the way you think it's going to end, which is eventually he gets over it. He
gets with the other girl,
and then he's like, "Hey, you want to go for a walk?" And then it ends that way, you know, at the big funeral that they have for the doll and everybody there, which seems ridiculous because. It's like, those are expensive.
Right.
But then I started thinking, and I was like, damn, well, what are they saying environmentally?
This guy always thinks in practical.
What are they saying environmentally about this if they're like, no, no, we cremated her. We just burned a big chunk of, like, you know, 125 pounds of plastic. That. Which is, like, bad news, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, so that was probably, like, they couldn't cremate
her. The point is, they had to bury her. That still is not worth a human being's, like, well-being, right?
Hmm?
That's the point. That much environmental harm. That much environmental harm is still not worth as much as a crazy guy's well-being.
No, they had a proper funeral for him.
Yeah, what I'm saying is they did.
Bigger than I'm going to have when I die.
They did it for that reason, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
They did. And the whole town, like, you know, helped him cycle through. Which, I mean, was...
I like how right now, like, you're explaining a movie I haven't seen. And I seriously feel like I'm answering like you would for a thing. Like, I'm trying to answer things I haven't seen. I'm seriously throwing out, like...
No, it's
like,
fine.
Yeah, it's great. I feel like you. I
isn't it empowering?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm really horny suddenly.
That is how I feel most of the time. But that's a different story.
Oh, man.
That's
I noticed you got a little stubble deal going on.
Yeah, I'm thinking about summer beard, maybe.
Yeah, summer beard.
I think I'm actually going to shave tomorrow.
Keep going. Okay, it's only going to itch for a little while, then it's good.
Women don't like facial hair, though.
Women don't like you anyway.
I know, but I don't want to, like, you know, front load it.
Oh, come on, dude. Here's the thing. Make yourself as unattractive as possible.
I've tried that.
And then the girl that gets with you is the one, because she fought through all the bullshit.
Just like in the movie, you know, where it's like she's just going to keep putting up with the
bullshit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She really had a connection.
That doesn't happen. That's not a
real world thing. It hasn't happened to you because the people you know are all filmmakers.
They're all people, and I keep my make sure my friends are jerks so that way they're honest with me.
Yes.
Can't deal with real people and their bullshit and their C-dos. That fucking stuff sucks. It can pisses me off.
Their C-dos.
Everybody, you know.
Everyone you know has a C-do.
No.
In every vacation time, they hop in the C-do and they just take off. And
yeah. It's my advice to me, and they wear their stunner shades and
they can cool. Feel it coming in the air tonight.
Exactly. Da-dun, 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 da-dun. So, So, I mean, I guess I kind of ruined the movie for you. Don't really need to see
you just kind of ruined my will to live a little bit.
Well, that's what I did.
It wasn't the movie so much.
The movie kind of did that to me, too.
You suck. Have you killed anyone yet? Like him, I said, and then he said, oh, and there was a pause, and I said, I feel really horny.